Good evening. So, my top four things for health are, well, let's have five, right? So, sunsets. Get yourself somewhere where you can regularly see sunsets. They're not a treat, they're just an everyday, every evening phenomenon, right? Go walking in nature. Have a nice cold foot bath at least once, if not twice a day. There was something else healthy I was thinking of just a moment ago, but failing that, drink wine. Okay, so there's four things: sunsets, walking in nature, cold foot bath once or twice a day, and drink wine. Just do a lot more of what you want to do and an awful lot less of what other people want you to do. So I've got a really nice cold, incredibly cold foot bath, and I've got a bottle of Rhone, and basically I've got a choice between Spa Londis, which I wouldn't even consider, and a little tiny minute corner shop Morrison's, really local to me, within walking distance. And you'll see in my last review, I reviewed the, I forget what it was called, but it was really good. It was a Côte d'Aron Village, and that was from the tiny corner shop Morrison's, and that was £10.75. And that was an excellent wine for the money. Excellent for the money, and just excellent for corner shops and local wine, buying. And so today what I've done is I've gone to the same shop, and I had in mind to buy possibly a Hardy's Crest, which in the Morrison's was £8.75, or you could buy the same wine in Spa for £9.95, which makes me think, why do I go in Spa? So I think we can just safely ditch Spa. They're going to sell you the same wine for £9.95 that the little Morrison's is going to sell you for £8.75. Now, I'm not saying that we should be using these corner shops, okay? What I'm saying is, I live in an extremely remote area, and it's very difficult on the, click of your fingers on a Saturday evening or any evening to just go and get a nice bottle of wine from anywhere because there aren't any, right? Now, I've discovered an exciting new boutique designer wine shop called Bowcatcher Wine right under the Landgate in Rye, and I will be trying out their wines throughout the summer and making some features on their wines, and that's going to be from very, very, very soon, and I'm very excited about their wines. The guy who owns it does the travelling, tries the wines at the vineyards, puts in an order, and lo and behold, before you know it, they're on the very designer shelves in the very designer Bowcatcher wine shop, and they can be at home with you before you can say Jack Robinson opened a bottle of Rhone. Okay, now what I've done today then is I just made an ad hoc decision that I wanted some red wine, and I've got some cold pizza slices and some crisps to go with that. Right, it's not a big food pairing. It's actually just a, I'm really tired, I have the shadow of a headache, and I want some red wine. But what I also want to do is take most of the evening to write down what I'd really like to be eating and drinking, and why am I not doing that, and working it out. Why am I not eating butcher lamb, butcher steak from a butcher's, village butcher's, or farm butcher's? And why am I not drinking Bowcatcher wine? So those are going, they're massive elements that are going to craft into my life. But before I do that, let's just crack open this Côte d'Aron. So it's a very simple version of what I tasted last time, which you can see in my other review, which was the Côte de Rainvillard. And this one was a mere £7.25. Now, you can get a good Côte de Rhône for £5.30 from Tesco's, but I am just not really going to Tesco's, right? And I think for this kind of locality where there's like nothing for 12 miles and you're stuck and, you know, you don't want to pay out a lot, I think this was pretty good. So we're looking at J. Boulard 2024 Côte de Rhône de Bat Royal, whatever that means. And it's a pretty handsome 13.5%. That's not bad. I mean, Rhones will sort of start at 12.5% and go up to 15.5%. Okay. So what I'm going to do is my time-honoured classic of putting it into the Universal Truncated Glass and the Master Merlot Class glass. You know, the Dartington hand-blown crystal. And I merely mention that because I just don't want you drinking out of mugs unless you're camping in a field, in which case it's okay. In fact, if you've got any mugs, well done you. Very organised. So let's crack this open. Now, oddly, for a Côte de Rhône, it's a screw cap. So that sort of makes you think, okay, what kind of cut price line is this? But we know it's cut price. It's £3.50 or half a bottle cheaper than the superior one that I tried the other day. Okay, so is this drinkable and is it worth the money and is it, you know, okay? And would it go with food? What sort of thing? I mean, most wines will go with crisps, you know, and that's a good starting point. Right, so here we are. We've got the truncated universal glass with the long funnel and the Bosomely Merlot Masterclass glass, especially for Bordeaux. And this is as close to Bordeaux as you can get if you're not going the other way around the world. Okay, and when I say round the world, I mean the world is shaped like a plate, you know, so we're going to go round it. Okay. Now, I'll just tell you about the nose that I'm getting from, you know, the Bosomely glass. Okay. All of my wine drinking is in perspective because it's not just about, oh, I wanted a quick bottle of wine for the weekend. It's, what am I eating during the week and how is this going to phase into the next wine purchase and blah and blah and blah. Okay, so that's 8 minutes without actually tasting the wine. Very, very nice, clean, fruity, alcoholic, little bit of, you know, leather and tobacco nose from the rounder glass. And from the sort of more pyramid-shaped glass nose, a really healthy dollop of alcoholic fruit. Yeah, I'm getting blueberries and a little bit of tangerine, actually, there. So that's promising. But I'm going to try it, first of all, in the rounder glass, okay? And I'm just going to put a good size, you know, sit in and just swirl it around a little bit, but not the mouthwash thing, okay? So today I've had quite an exciting day, actually. When you're standing here at Dungeness, the two things that you can't help noticing if you look to the left and then to the right are the white cliffs of Dover and the much browner cliffs of Fairlight. And both of them, but particularly the Fairlight ones, are constantly eroding. So you'd have a woman who's gone to bed naked, you know, as one does for the evening, and wakes up the next day with a magnificent coastal channel view because the cliff has eroded and half her house has slipped down along with her wardrobe and all her clothes, and she gets up to see two firemen a story or so below looking up That's a different way to look up a lady's cleavage, isn't it? In fact, most people look down ladies' cleavages, in fact, but these firemen got the opportunity to look up a cleavage, which is always, it's nice to do something in a new direction, isn't it? And she said it was hilariously funny and it's gone, so you can't, you know, it's no gainsaying it. It's no point in sobbing over it. She said it's gone. It's just gone, hasn't it? And she opened a wine and let us continue, as she would do, laughing. But beautiful coastal views. I do have beautiful coastal views here as well, although I try to cope with an absence of firemen looking at my cleavage. Wow. Wow, that's the biggest wine I've tasted for a very long time. I mean, that's absolutely, you know, it's like someone setting off a stick of dynamite in a Welsh coal mine. It really was, you know, on fire. Unbelievable. I mean, if you like an Australian Shiraz, you're going to actually love this. And the main reason is, I'm going to read the back to you, okay? Well, I'm just allowing it to sort of circulate my sensory nature. Côte de Rhône is synonymous with fruity and easy drinking French red wines. This lovely crimson blend of Grenache and Syrah has crushed berry fruit aromas with a hint of cinnamon and pepper. It is characteristically soft and smooth with juicy ripe bramble fruit flavours and notes of crushed pepper and roses. Medium bodied and perfect as an appetizer or with pizza. Well, that's good, isn't it? I didn't read the back, but I have got pizza and it's going to be a perfect with it. Medium bodied. Right, or Sunday roast. Yeah, I don't know if I quite got that. So after I was talking about the lady and her cleavage, well, I had a good step of a walk up Fairlight Fire Hills, and you know, we could see, I couldn't see right across the channel, which you can do sometimes because of the haze, but we could see Dungeness and right into Mid Kent easily. Very, very beautiful to see the little undulating folds of fields, woodlands, and minute little toy model size, you know, very ancient churches and oast houses and things in the distance. Really magnificent. So that gave me a bit of an appetite, and I had a chocolate ice cream in a cone, and now I'm going to have Côte de Rhône. I had chocolate ice cream in a cone, and now I'm on the Côte de Rhône. There's a musical in there, isn't there? There really is. So yeah, if only I had the piano in this room, but I don't. I have got some dice, however. Yeah, so there's two fives there, two fours, and a one and a six and a three. That doesn't count as a... well, it doesn't. Right, so let's go on to the other glass, right? And this is, I mean, wow. You know, I have not had a nondescript Côte de Rhône that's ever done that to me before. I mean, it really kicked me in the face like a, you know, pretty big stallion. Black, I think. Yeah. That's what I felt like. Or the dynamite in the Welsh mine. All of those. And also, it was very, very sensual, actually. Very, I mean, it was like an orgasm bursting in your mouth. It really was. I mean, I, you know, depending on what sort of orgasm you get. I mean, anyway, let's go on to this one. So, not really doing anything on my nose at the moment, but... Wow. I mean, wow. It's a little bit more fruity and very, very approachable in this glass, the truncated one. It's just like just molten dynamite in the other glass. And you're never going to get the same sensation, obviously, on the second mouthful because, you know, you've got no idea what to expect on the first one. And then you're sort of tapering back a little bit on the second one. But I just feel like I made such a good choice. 13.5%. I mean, I did spend some time looking at the back of the bottles and I thought, do they not have anything that's more than 11%? Because frankly, I really don't want to drink a red wine that's 11%. I don't care where it's from or which grape varietal. I actually don't want to. Even if it's £6, I actually don't want to. Right? I want to drink something that is at least 12.5%. And 13.5% is like, wow, fortuitous, forthcoming, you know. Excellent, in fact. Right, so just going to go through them again. But yeah, after a long, healthy, hearty, good walk. I mean, it's really good to do a walk where you go, we'll just go up here. And then you've just gone up there and you think, we'll just go across there. And then we'll just go down there. And then you've got 3/4 of the way and you're saying to each other, we really have ballsed up here, haven't we? We've walked a lot further than we meant to. I mean, I said, let's have a little walk. I thought 1.5 miles, you know. 5 miles for me after one of those, you know, pizza guzzling, hotel rooming winters. I mean, do you know what I mean? Good grief. That's what I mean. So I need a Côte d'Or. So I'm going to taste them again. And then I'm going to suggest what I would pair it with. And then I'm going to just talk a little bit about what I'm expecting from the next wines that I'm going to be buying and where my wine tasting is going from here, because it's really drawn to a sort of short straw at the moment where I'm tasting the cheapest red Italians in the shop and telling you whether or not they're worth £4, you know, that sort of thing. They're worth £4. So that's just masses and masses of licorice in this one. I mean, you know that feeling that you get when you've eaten some licorice and you've swallowed the licorice? I mean, there's a lot of that almost aniseed sort of feeling about the finish on this wine. But yeah, you swallowed the licorice and it's sort of still all round your tongue and your mouth, and that is what this wine feels like, right? I mean, it's not a chocolate, it's not a coffee, it's a licorice. It's, you know, you could say to me, I don't like licorice, but you're going to like it in this wine. Remember, this is Syrah Grenache, so it's got a lot of the Shiraz in it, but I'm not getting spicy pepper notes exactly. I mean, I am if you want me to have them, but it's licorice. We're talking licorice and, you know, the saddle leather of a stallion's kick along with a bit of dynamite in a Welsh coal mine. All of those. See, I didn't mean to drink out of that glass again. I just got into it now and I'm just, you know, this is what opening a bottle of red wine means more than anything else, especially if you're on your own, but also if you're with someone, which, you know, for some reason or other, you thought it was a good idea and you're still with them. Probably years later, you poor sap. But and don't forget, you know, you're going to need twice as much wine or you're only going to get half as much, that sort of thing. So I seriously don't recommend relationships at all. But I can safely say that I do have some kind of a relationship with red wine. And, you know, you get to a weekend or it could be a weekday, but you're really just needing to relax. So you crack open you want a nice one. Don't go for anything that says jammy. That's just a top tip. I don't care who made it. If it says jammy, don't do it. Not even if it's 12.5%. Just don't do it, because we don't want jam in a wine, right? Wine is fruit and it's okay if it tastes a little bit of fruit, but we definitely don't want jam, because what is jam? Jam is 65% sugar. I have no doubt that wine is as well, but I don't want to taste it in wine because I want wine to go with savoury foods, not a scone, okay? Good. Well, I'm glad I got that point across. But what I'm saying is, already, you know, I'm just chilled into the evening. I can tell it's going to be a fecking good evening because I've got a nice bottle of Cote de Rhone from the local corner shop, and it only costs £7.25. But make sure it's the J. Boulard 2024 or similar, okay? I mean, similar date. Not it's got to be a J. Boulard to get the same orgasmic effect, all right? Dynamite, you know? All the frenzy of a lit cord, you know, racing its way towards dynamite. Now that is orgasmic. Ah, mind blowing. I mean, I have made one hell of a good choice here because I was umming and ahhing. I quite had the fancy for the Hardy's Quest, which is a totally undemanding but excellent wine, right? It really is good. It's just a great wine at any time of the year, but I wanted something a little bit cold weather, I think. And I've seen bees, you know, bees and rabbit droppings and gorse out in full force. No, it wasn't, it's a bit over now. That's why they're called the fire hills, you know. Yeah, so this is just incredible. Get it. It's Morrison. So at the one end of the scale, you've got the, you know, whatever it was called, Cote de Rhone, which was 10.75. And then at the other end of the scale, you've got this J. Boulard Cote de Rhone, which was 7.25. They're both amazing in completely different ways. In fact, if you're not sure, just get them both. Get them both and enjoy them, but do try them in two different shaped wine glasses, because you just, I mean, this wine is excellent in both these glasses and for quite different reasons. So the reason why it's good in the truncated one is God, it's just such a sexy beast, you know, it really is. It really is a sexy beast. It's all velvet on my tongue, you know. Oh, it really is. I'm just, I feel quite, you know, I am actually massaging my cleavage. It's that sort of wine. It does that to me. And then the other glass, the rounded, bosomly glass. Wow. If I was getting velvet from the other one, I'm getting, you know, well, you know, thick piled carpet velvet from this one. I mean, I don't often buy wine at this price range and, you know, have wonderful things to say about it. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The other one is just a little bit more tannic. It's really going to not be a glugging wine. This one is definitely a glugging wine, but it's going to take longer than an average glugging wine, okay? You're going to see yourself through it, you know, nicely, with a bit of cold pizza, say, and maybe some crisps. Right, so I'm really, really pleased with them. Locally as well, I could get the Co-op £6.50, I think it's gone up to now, the Malbec Bernarda, that is good. But, you know, I'm a very classicist in wine, and I have to say that no matter how good the New World is, it never is going to give me a Cote de Rhone, is it? Because, well, it just damn well isn't. If you know what I mean about Cote de Rhone, you know what I mean about Cote de Rhone. That's all I can say about Cote de Rhone. And, you know, really and truly, if you're not sure about any wine and there's a Cote de Rhone, just go for the Cote de Rhone, but don't go for a really, really cheap one. I mean, not £4, because you're just going to get water that's got, you know, well, I don't want to be disgusting or anything, but really and honestly, it looks like someone's just dipped a Tampax in it and then drawn it out again quite quickly, you know, so don't go for that sort of, you know, don't, just don't. Unless you're in France, of course, it might be different there, I don't know, but you wouldn't be paying £4, would you, in France? Right, so this is, I highly recommend this, okay, highly recommend this. So what I'm doing is I'm working my way out of a financial utter disaster, and I'm needing to roll along a little bit because I'm not really going to get any money to spend until the week of the 18th, and we're just coming up to the week of the 11th. So realistically, I think I need to take one more week where I just eat cold pizza, you know. And so I'll probably go for another Rhone this week, and I'll go for the Tesco's one. Now, if you go to a small Tesco's, they'll have the same Rhone, but you'll pay about 40 or 50 pence more. But again, you are managing to park right by the door and you haven't got to walk for miles. So I think that's probably worth, you know, spending the extra. Give them the thumbs up, you know. So I'll do that, and I might even do a review on that one, maybe. Okay. And that will sort of jog me on through the week. Okay. Well, I mean, it won't, but you know, something like that, just very basic, very under the radar basic. Then I'm going to, if I feel I've got the money, which, you know, I never end up doing, but I'm going to go to Bocage Wine. I'm going to catch a couple of fantastic sort of house level wines, one of which is a Grenache in the Rhone bottle, but from just a little bit further south in France. And I think that's going to be a revelation. And I'm going to marry that up with a Monastrell from Spain. Okay, and those are going to be so, so iconic for me. Okay, I'm going to go to Beverston Butchers and get a steak, whatever they recommend, just a good steak. And then I'm actually going to ask them for some lamb mince, because I want to do a lamb bolognese with borlotti beans, loads of tomatoey sauce stuff, peppers, maybe mushrooms and onions, right? But I'm not going to put any spaghetti with it. Just, it's just the bolognese, and it's in a bowl, and it's a spoon job, and red wine. Really good red wine, okay? And I'm going to be making a very special, you know, series of tasting notes about these Bocage wines, and then that's going to lead on and springboard onto me creating an entirely new wine blog series, and that's going to lead on to secret society wine tips, you know, like a skull and crossbones in the wine world, because seriously, if you do give dinner parties, you really don't want to be giving out second-rate wine. And if you do buy Châteauneuf du Pape, which is a safe choice, you are displaying the rather obnoxious tendency to be crassly mediocre, okay? Very, very nice wine, Châteauneuf du Pape. Nothing wrong with it at all. But if you want the one wine that's going to say, I couldn't really be bothered to make an effort, you're only guests, go for that one. If you want to be a little bit more, you know, do you know what I mean? I've got my, you know, I'm holding my collar now. Yeah, you know what I mean. If you want to be a little bit more, you know, like people are going to think, fucking hell, he made an effort, or she really knows her wines, because I do, you know, you're going to go with my recommendations, and that's going to be a paid subscription, because let's face it, it's going to make you a lot of money in the long run, because you're going to be the one that gets all the promotions in your career, because you can tell a really decent wine and your guests go away and they just talk about it for weeks and buy it. Right. So that's how it's going. Cold pizza, crisps, and an inexpensive Côte de Rhône.